Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 582, Knowing What Ladies Like, recorded live on May 23rd, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are counting down the days to E3 with no Halo 6 announcement, but some kind of Halo announcement. And then we're also following up with the week of little news. We might be looking at a short episode this week.
Maybe.
And there's nothing in particular that Godzilla T or I want to talk about, which is an indication of, one, we need some guest hosts on pronto for, I guess, the summer, and two, I need to finish reading some books so we can talk about some of the books. Hopefully both of those I will take care of next week. I do have some guests I want to get on, so hopefully I'll get my butt in gear to actually get that done. Maybe. But we do have some people that we want to get on from the community, and hopefully we can get some people on from the studio, especially after E3, whatever Halo's deciding to announce at E3 this year.
A brand new Halo 5 campaign. Oh.
Some kind of expansion. That'd be nice.
Give us the campaign they promised.
He went there, people. He went there. Need some ice for that burn. Actually, you might need more than ice. You might need the coldness of space.
Maybe. It is quite possible.
Pins is saying, we want Grimm. Yeah, let me get through some of the books first.
We want Grimm. Yeah, we need to get Dust caught up on the lore, then we can talk lore.
Right. Once I get caught up, then we'll entertain having Grimm on the show. It's bad. I know. I'm sorry. I need to get to it. Hopefully this summer will be a little bit easier. I'm trying to get some other things done out of the way first before I get back into reading stuff. But there's, how many books am I behind on? I think 6 or 7. There's a lot for me to catch up on. And GT and I were actually discussing before the show. Apparently there's some stuff that I was assuming that I thought I knew that I didn't know. So I will need to confer with some people before I start jumping into massive detailed technical lore discussions.
Well, you know, when you over and over again, like listening to the book, you start picking up on things.
That's a good point. I think I've read through at least the books that I've read maybe once, and maybe I think the only ones I've read through more than once are the original trilogy, the Fall of Reach, First Strike, and the Flood. I've attempted to read Broken Circle 3 times already, and I haven't finished either time, so I'd be starting that one a fourth. But other than that, I think I've only read through stuff once. So I definitely need to read through everything again.
Well, yeah, it's one of those deals that, you know, I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I just rotate through books whenever I don't have podcasts to listen to. So,
yeah, that's a good way to do it. Audiobooks. I don't think they would work for me. To each their own. I just gotta find time to set aside and actually read the books. People can just keep hounding me on Twitter and I'll get around to it eventually.
Eventually?
Eventually. It's on the one to do list. It just needs to, there's a couple other things that are higher priority on the one to do list that need to get done. Let's get to the news, or at least the short amount of news that we have this week. And that is Sergeant Johnson coming to Halo Wars 2. It is out now. For those that are on Xbox One, you may have to go to the marketplace and download it manually. That's what Sketch said he had to do on Twitter. And looks like for everyone using Windows 10, the update got downloaded automatically yesterday without a problem. But regardless of what platform you're on, the update is available. You just may have to go pull it if you're on Xbox One. Let's dig into some of the details of Johnson. We've got some new units. We've got some new abilities. I think I've seen a couple of discussions about whether or not it's canonical of Johnson being back. And I think most people know that it's just a leader power to throw into the mix of things. It's not necessarily saying that he's back in the Halo universe, because I mean the same thing with Forge too.
Yeah, it's not necessarily canon. I guess they just couldn't come up with anybody better.
Well, it's a class. It's kind of a classic style leader too. It's almost like they're using Halo Wars 2 to bring in some of the, I guess, from the UNSC side of things, older leaders that wouldn't necessarily be coming back in any other way to the Halo games that people would probably want to see. At least that's my guess.
Although, you know, Johnson is in a mech suit,
which is a pretty freaking cool mech suit.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you say part of his suit name unless they're just like letters added on. But anyways, you want to go through some of the stuff, GT, with the update?
Sure. Let's see here. Well, we'll start off with the abilities. The first new ability he has is a bunker drop, which it literally drops a bunker. You can garrison units into, including your leader, your hero, which is Johnson. You know, the purpose of that one is purely defense. You know, kind of gives you a place for your units to hide. The next one is the mech overcharge, which it buffs increases the speed of near my mech units, which I got to admit are pretty cool. We'll get into units here in just a moment. But it increases the speed to the nearby mech units and temporarily makes them invulnerable. You have a siege turret, which I believe one of the other leaders does have as well, but it's basically a turret you can drop anywhere on the map. Next one is an EMP Mac Blast, which it is a Mac Blast. It'll also, you know, disable vehicles. Going on to the new units, you have Mantis that you can spawn in. Replacement for the Warthog. It has a chain gun and chain gun and missiles. The base unit is good against, it's good against vehicles and infantry and weak against air. But when you pick up its first upgrade, it becomes evenly matched between all units as far as its destructive capability. The Mantises are relatively weak, so it's like
having kind of like they're in Halo 5.
Yeah, they are relatively weak, but they do a large amount of damage, so you do need to protect them. And also, the upgrade also gives them an upgrade to their energy shield, so they're a little bit more resilient, but it doesn't make a whole lot. The Colossus is a Mantis tank. It is absolutely huge. I think it's actually almost the largest unit in Halo Wars as far as physical size.
Well, I'm assuming except for like the Condor and the.
Well, let's put it this way: largest ground unit.
Okay. Yeah, that
I'll rephrase
sense.
That: largest ground unit.
And it has a freaking railgun cannon on top of it.
Yeah, which is awesome. And then you have Sergeant Johnson himself, which he is your hero unit. He is in a mech suit. His ability is a heal. He basically drops a little tower that heals nearby units. You can also upgrade him to have a smart missile, which, you know, long-range attack at different on different units. So it's a nice spread of abilities. I watched some gameplay of it earlier today. Granted, the guy that I was watching it was his first time using it. He was goofing around with him in an actual match. I don't know why he didn't do it in a private match, but Sergeant Johnson's going to take some different strategy to use. I think he's more of a range leader, not an up close and personal guy. With the Mantis, it looks like you want to just bring them into effective range and don't let them get up close and personal with especially tanks or any type of vehicle that is designed to kill vehicles. The Colossus also has a stomp ability. Missed that one.
I guess like the normal Mantis stomps.
Yeah. So if you get units that charge in on you, you can... It does a AoE around the Colossus. It's pretty powerful, too.
That's nice. So basically like the Mantis that's already in Halo, the first-person shooter games.
Yeah, except for the Colossus is more badass.
Yeah.
I want a Colossus. I want a Colossus in Warzone.
Oh, gosh. That would be insane. It could be a boss battle, though.
I'm not joking. The Colossus makes the Mantis look small.
Does it? I didn't have a chance to watch Sketch's stream, but I believe
didn't either.
You.
I didn't even realize it was on until it was almost over.
Yeah, I got to like the last 2 minutes of it. In the description on the update, they said that Sergeant Johnson is a strong defense character, or his units are a strong defense, and is very heavily focused on mechs.
Very heavily.
It also says he can get up close and personal with the Banished by leading from the front lines in his Green Machine, which is the mech that he's in. And get this, it's
I would say more like mech suit.
Yeah. And the name on this is weird. It's a personalized hunting Yggdrasil Mark 1J armor defense system. Yggdrasil. So try saying that 5 times fast.
I don't think I can say it once.
Yeah. Another thing on the bunker drop too is it, according to the update, the bunker counts towards your population cap. So I guess the bunker will actually take up some population cap until it gets destroyed. I'm assuming the bunker drop has, well, it's a permanent garrison, so.
But yeah, it stays on the map until it's destroyed. So
I don't know if that means that it will take up some of your population if you do it. I mean, that's what it sounds like by the description that's saying.
Yeah, I just don't know if the bunker is worth the leader power, because I think you can only put a couple of units in it.
I don't know. Eric Yabu seems like he knows something. So Eric Yabu, if you know what the cap is on that.
Three pop?
Well, I'm assuming the three population is how much it costs to put the garrison down. Eric Yabu is saying 3 to 4. But it still sounds like something that could be very strategic in any of the other... Because I'm assuming this is not something that you can drop in Blitz.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it as a Blitz card.
The Mech Overcharge... Well, yeah, these are all, I guess, leader abilities. Mech Overcharge... Also, I don't know if you mentioned this, it makes mechs temporarily invulnerable while the overcharge is in effect. But yeah, like you said, the Colossus looks like it's going to be pretty powerful as far as a kind of a almost a front to midline unit. It sounds like most of these are probably close to midline units for Johnson. Oh, Bobby says that the bunker drop is a Blitz card.
Oh, cool.
That could be a little unfair.
Well, you could drop the bunker on a capture point.
I would imagine they won't let you drop it on a point. It probably has to be outside of a point.
You can drop anything else on the point.
I thought there's some things I don't think you can actually drop on the point.
I haven't found anything, at least. Of course, I haven't had anything like a bunker in my deck either.
I don't know. I thought I remember for some reason in the Blitz beta, there was some stuff that I could drop like right outside a point, but I couldn't drop in a point. So someone correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I mean, most of the time I chose not to drop anything in the point because it was being contested.
If it is available, it'll be interesting to see what tactics get used with it. There's a few additional updates coming with the Sergeant Johnson patch. There is some new abilities and achievements. The abilities, there's a remote sensors, which is a tier 1 ability. Structures and capture points have increased line of sight. The restoration drones, it's also tier 1. Drones heal friendly units. They're a tier 2, and these are abilities, I think, for Johnson, specifically. A tier 2, digging in, reduces the cost of defensive turrets and orbital defensive call-ins, including bunkers. Tier 3, Pelican Transport. Johnson exclusively gains an extra level of this power to ferry his mechs around more effectively. Gosh, being able to airdrop in mechs.
Wonder how many they can hold.
Well, Pelican Transport is, what, up to 8 units? 12 units? 8 units, I think?
No, I think it's tied to how much population each unit ties up.
Okay. Well, yeah, so like 8 population, 12 population, something like that. I don't know.
Right.
And then Ultimate, digging in deep, make all standard building slots completely free. That's pretty nice.
Ooh, I missed that one.
That's pretty nice if you get up that high. All right, and there's 3 new achievements. The first one is Am I Right, Marines? Win 3 matches as Sergeant Johnson in multiplayer skirmish or blitz. I don't do bits and pieces, which is use the healing beacon ability 15 times. And then for Brick, he flew pretty good. Kill 50 infantry units with the Colossus's stomp ability. Yep.
I see a whole lot of stomping going on.
Maybe it's a good thing Mantises can't teabag in Halo Wars 2. Although it'd be pretty funny if they actually did. So if you set them to engage an enemy, and then after they're done, if they're not attacking someone else, they just go over and teabag it. Make that the Y ability.
Teabagging Mantis. Exactly. Your special ability. Make it
the Y ability. That would be nuts. All right, as for the additional features, they added high dynamic resolution lighting for Xbox One S support, which is like, okay, why does anyone care? Xbox One S isn't out yet.
S is?
Oh, Scorpio S is. Dang it. I was getting that confused with Scorpio. Okay. Never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
And then the 2 new themes for Proving Grounds, which we discussed last week, are also included in this update. So Nocturne, which is a nighttime variation, and then Sirocco, which looks kind of like a, I don't know what I would describe it as, kind of a Covenant variety version of it. Yeah, maybe Covenant version of it. So the themes will be randomly chosen in PvP and firefight modes. The Johnson Leader is available on Xbox One and Windows 10. It's included with the Season Pass, or you can buy it standalone for $5.99. Everyone probably listening has the Season Pass, or maybe most people that have Halo Wars 2. I've got it.
I do. The only reason I got it is I wanted the definitive
edition. Well, and the updates, the leader power updates are nice too, for those that play the multiplayer extensively.
Well, I mean, the original Halo Wars is the main reason I bought it. Everything else is just a bonus.
Gotcha. So that's the news for this week. It's just the Johnson update. There was no community update this past weekend. So, yeah, that's all we have. I looked over on HBO and looked over on Reddit. There wasn't much news to go around this week. It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, it's been a really quiet week, at least in the Halo world.
Even in the community, it's been kind of a quiet week. So there were a couple things that we talked about last week, like the Halo Customs Battle Goth Forging Contest, and then there was the Knockyard looking for people to remake High Ground for a classic playlist that's coming to matchmaking, I guess probably sometime in the next month. And then we also talked about the Sierra 117 fan film. So a short update on that. There's 22 days to go. There's been 88 backers, and so far $4,228 out of $35,000 has been pledged.
They're moving right along.
They're moving along. At this point, I mean, it's still a little early to tell, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about it, but they need to pick up a lot of momentum if they want to get that funded.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some last-minute support from some big names.
Hopefully. It's a good project. I wish I had the ability to donate to it, but unfortunately I don't right now. I would kind of hope that someone at 343 would get involved with it and try to help them out to get this done.
Yeah, I don't know if the studio is allowed to do something like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the catch there.
Yeah, it kind of depends on whether or not they're allowed to do that, because I think there'd be enough kind of community backing behind it, but there's a lot of, I mean, $35,000 is quite a bit, and the Halo community isn't, in the past, hasn't been the most supportive, I guess, of projects like this, as far as like having the entire Halo community coming together and backing it. Now, if we were back in the Halo 2 and 3 days when the community was a lot more tight-knit, I would say something like this would be very likely to succeed. But just with how kind of fragmented the community is nowadays and how diluted the, I guess, the gamer pool is, it's kind of hard to say whether or not something like this would really get its feet off the ground.
Well, I'm really wishing them the best of luck with it, because I'd really like to see them be able to finish the project.
So we'll keep an eye on that through the week-to-week podcasts that we do and have an update for that. So maybe we can get someone from there on the show and help spread the word a little bit too. Let me reach out to them and see if they're interested in coming on. There's that, and then another thing from the community that came out just today, I think, is, for those who don't know, Installation 01 is a community project to make Halo available to PC, Mac, and Linux using the Unity engine. And they've been working at this for a couple years now, and they just released a cinematic trailer on their YouTube channel. It's kind of reminiscent of the Bungie era Halo. You have a lot of some of the classic kind of game styles and mechanics. They have elites playable in there. They have kind of the classic Mark 6 Mjolnir armor that they're going for, kind of from the Halo 2 and Halo 3 eras. The map they've been showcasing a lot is Relic, so there's a lot of focus on using some of the classic, or quote-unquote classic maps, as their baseline for multiplayer. But they're trying to basically rebuild Halo in the Unity engine, kind of as an artistic tribute to Halo, focusing mostly on the multiplayer experience. You can interact with them on Discord, and they have a Twitter account and Facebook page, but they're not looking for testers or anything like that. So it's not something like you can actively participate in trying it out right now. But you can go watch some of their videos. They have quite a few FAQ videos that they've answered community questions about. And I think there's a couple of demonstration videos. I don't know if you've watched any other stuff, GT, but one of the things that really kind of sticks out to me as being weird is it seems very floaty and the gravity seems very low.
Yeah. I've seen some footage of it, not a whole lot. I can see what you're talking about. I mean, granted, they're still working on the engine, or they're still working on it. The thing I noticed the most is the weapon visuals. They look kind of off right now, but like I said, you know, they're still working on refining all that stuff. So hopefully they'll make some corrections, or maybe that's a modification that they've made, you know, as far as the gravity, a modification they've made on purpose.
Maybe. I know in Halo 1 there was very floaty physics, but in Halo, I don't know, in Halo 2, it just, I mean, there was a little bit of floatiness to it, but the gravity felt normal. The gravity feel, just from watching the video, feels weak. Sure, maybe you can still jump as high as you can in the current iteration of the game, but you should be going up quicker and coming down quicker. So the jump height, I don't have a problem with it. It's just the effect of gravity, I guess, that seems a little off to me.
Yeah, I have that same problem every time I get into a Warthog or a Mongoose in Halo 5. It seems like the laws of physics no longer apply.
Yeah. The vehicles in Halo 5 are a little quirky.
Like, is this Halo 2 Vista or what?
Well, Halo 2 Vista was based off of Halo 2.
But, I mean, you know, some of the vehicle mechanics in Halo 2 in the PC version and in the Xbox version, it just, they were kind of wonky. They were better than they were in Halo CE. Halo CE, you get no ghost. There was no telling which way that ghost would go.
The CE ghost was definitely clunky. Well, granted, all the vehicles in Halo 1 were clunky.
I mean, the Warthog was okay to drive. It seems like the later versions of the game, Halo Reach, well, not so much Halo Reach, but Halo 4 and Halo 5, the Mongoose and the Warthog, yeah, they seem like they don't weigh as much as they used to or something. I don't know. You know, you hit this little pebble and you're doing backflips through the air.
And then there's other times where you just keep on rolling over in the Mongoose and you somehow stand up right 80% of the time. Same with the Warthog. Yeah, vehicle physics in Halo 5 are definitely a little strange. I think Halo 4 probably had one of the better vehicle mechanics out of any of the games. Halo 3 was pretty close, too.
Halo 3 vehicles are probably my favorite vehicles, as far as their physics.
And then all the glitching that happens with the vehicles. Those are the best. We get vehicle clipping. And I mean, I guess to go back to Reach, speed was always fun.
Oh, yeah.
I love the physics of the Warthog just because of that game mode.
Definitely. Yeah, Halo 5, it's not quite the same. I mean, it's still fun, but it's not quite the same as it was in Halo 4.
No, it wasn't. I don't think they've shown off many vehicles for Installation 01 yet.
I can't say that I've seen any. The only thing I've seen is... Sorry, was going to sneeze. Is just regular, you know, like 4v4 gameplay. Nothing that would be like big team battle or you know, anything that would have vehicles.
I would assume it's going to be added at some point if it's not already there. So that's a little update from Installation 01. That's another group I'd like to get on the show at some point. There's another, I wouldn't say necessarily competing effort, but there's another group out there that's also kind of recreating Halo called Project Contingency. That's using the Unreal Engine. So there's a couple of different efforts on creating some of the more classic Halo experience for PC. People just want to be able to play Halo on PC. That's all they want. I mean, I guess we kind of have it with Halo 5 Forge.
I honestly would like to be able to play all the Halo games on PC, at least the campaign. Not necessarily multiplayer, because where I'd be playing, it's generally someplace I don't have internet. It'd be nice to be able to just go through and, you know, run through the campaigns, you know, without having to be connected to the internet or anything like that. You know, I can sit on my couch or, you know, just sit on my couch and play it and sit there and watch TV with the wife.
So she could watch you play. Yay, I'm trying to get my girlfriend up on getting used to the controls. She wants to learn how to play Halo at some point, but trying to start, and I've said this on the show before, starting off on Minecraft a little bit to get used to it, and then we'll jump into some Halo. That might happen this summer since...
I just give her Halo CE, put her on easy, and let her go.
She'll figure it out. I'm almost at that point. I'm almost at that point with her.
Because, you know, at the point I started playing Halo, I'd never played a first-person shooter.
Oh, me too.
You know, up until then, the only thing I'd ever played is racing games or side-scrolling games that didn't require real complex movements. Push left on the D-pad, push right on the D-pad, push as hard as you can on the A button.
Yeah, this isn't Mario Kart. Yeah, Laird said Halo Minecraft. I don't think they have ARs and pistols and rocket launchers in Minecraft. At least on the Xbox version. They have mods on the PC for it. That's all we have as far as news and community stuff. Again, It was a really short week for news. Not much going on at all in the Halo community. Not to mention, there's not going to be much stuff at E3. There's going to be some kind of Halo announcement, but not Halo 6. Maybe the TV show?
Maybe.
That. When did we first hear about that? Wasn't that
3 years ago when they did the trailer for Halo 5 that wasn't for Halo 5?
Yeah. It'd be nice to see something actually come out of that.
Yeah, well, supposedly they're still working on it. Supposedly.
Yeah, there was an update back in April saying that they were still working on it.
Well, quit working on it and
they better get this one right.
Quit working on it and get it fixed or get it out.
Yes, we want to see it. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. There's not much for us to discuss. I will try to get some more people on the show so we can have a little bit more conversation. But last week was kind of long, so it's nice to have a little bit of a shorter show this week. With that said, make sure you check out our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch, Discord. YouTube. So make sure you follow us or subscribe or wherever on all those places. Also, GT managed to get another episode recorded for Achieving Halo this past week. So thanks to everyone who participated. Who'd you say was there with you?
We had Confell, Pins Halo, and Laird.
Nice. Has Pins been on it before?
No, this is Pins' first time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Same for Laird. And Confell was second time.
Well, thanks, guys, for helping out. We'll probably see that, in a couple weeks?
I'm hoping to have it uploaded to on the website or up on YouTube tomorrow night.
Dang. So we'll see it this weekend at the latest.
Well, that kind of all depends on you.
I can do the easy thing of applying the thumbnail and put in the description up there. that's not hard.
Okay. Yeah, I've only got 3.5 hours into editing it so far.
Okay, that's a pretty decent chunk, it sounds like.
Not bad for a 17-minute long video, huh?
I know, right? Video editing is such a pain. And no, I don't need any reminders from anybody. Thank you. So be on the lookout at YouTube for that video coming out soon. Also, make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a group of gaming-specific podcasts, which includes Guardian Radio, Critcast, The Learning Cliff, Podcast 76, and then Work in Progress and How to Murder Time. You can find out more information about the network over at thepodcast.com. And let them know that we sent you. You have another 3 weeks to order the last loot crate that comes with the Halo figures that's exclusive to the Halo Legendary crate. The deadline for that is June 6th, and you can head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular, and using the promo code podtacular at checkout will get you $3 off of your crate. Again, this is the last crate that has the Halo Icons figure in it. They haven't mentioned anything about not continuing the Halo Legendary crate, so I don't know if there's going to be a second year special item that they're going to put in there, or if they're going to wait a little bit. No one's really said anything yet, but if you've been collecting all of the Icons figures and you want the last one, then make sure you go order it, because they did say for this one it was while supplies last, so I don't know if they're really limited supply this time around, or if that's just kind of a general oversight statement that they make on some of the crates, but make sure you get it. And that'll be it for tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Hopefully we'll have some more news next week. If not, hopefully I'll get my butt in gear and get a guest on that we can talk to. Either one of the PC projects or maybe the CR117 fan film stuff. Until then, stay tuned to our Twitter. Check us out on our Twitch streams. We record our podcast at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays. over on Twitch, and then GT hosts Fragment Fridays on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And are you looking to do another Achieving Halo this weekend?
I probably am going to have to skip this weekend, but the following weekend, you know, with this, let's see, 27th, probably the 3rd of June, I will probably be doing a recording session that weekend.
Okay, cool.
And as long as you can be available at 6 p.m. Eastern time, that's usually when I try to record them. If I get enough people that are available earlier in the day, then I can usually reschedule. It all depends on what pops up between now and then. But
awesome. So again, reach out to GT on Twitter if you're interested, and we'll get that set up for you guys.
And I'm also still looking for suggestions for game nights, if anybody has any. Like Dust said, you can hit me up on Twitter at Godzilla Todd, or on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T. Like I said, I am looking for any and all suggestions. The bad ones I'll just ignore.
I guess.
Yeah, if you have anything you want to suggest, just let me know.
I'll touch on a couple other things before we officially close out of here. We do have our Xbox Club. If you want to submit either screenshots or videos that you're taking, we are looking to take those and put them into kind of a montage or collage type of thing for some kind of production that we want to throw up on YouTube or a feature on the website. Request an invite to the Podtacular Club. We're, I think, the only Podtacular named club up on Xbox. And just share your content. You can just go to whatever video or screenshot you have and just click share, and then share it to the club. We'll pull those probably next month for our first batch of screenshots and videos, whatever people upload there. And then for our Spartan Company, we have 7 slots available. We are still working to get our Achilles helmet. The closest accommodation that we have right now is power play. Kill an enemy Spartan with a power weapon. We have 95,193 out of 97,200. So we have just over 2,000 to go. We have 2,007 of those to go. That can be easily done with Warzone Turbo or just Fiesta Slayer or Super Fiesta.
Super Fiesta.
It's a lot of fun. And then the one that is at the very bottom for us to get is forget to pay the toll. Kill the driver of a moving enemy vehicle by using a sniper rifle. That's level 4 out of 5, and we have 250 out of 480.
Well, at least we're about halfway through level 4.
Yeah. The power play one, I don't see us taking more than a couple weeks to get that done. The next closest one there is kill enemy Spartans. We have 361,000 out of 486,000 of those done. Bobby says Confal and him have been trying to work on the paying the toll. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
And at some point, we'll get Confal on here to discuss the Podtacular Pro Team. So maybe we'll get that done here soon and get him on the show. Him and Keys. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to tonight's episode. We will be back next week with hopefully a little more news and hopefully either some discussion points or some guests on the show. But until that time, for a truck, he fracked pretty good.